I'm sure that many of you are acquainted with Venerable Fulton Sheen. He was quite the TV personality, and he wrote many good books and things that will help us on our spiritual journey. In one of those books, he recounts maybe a little-known legend, if you will. And that legend is that as the Holy Family was journeying to Egypt because of the wrath of Herod when Jesus was just a baby, they stopped at a desert inn. Mary asked for water to bathe the baby Jesus in because he was so dusty from such a long journey. And the wife of the owner asked, after Jesus was finished, for her own child to be bathed in the water that Christ had been bathed in. You see, the baby, the inn owner's baby, had been struck with leprosy, and she saw the holiness of the Christ child and wanted her child to bathe in the same waters, and this child was healed. Now, this child grew up to be a thief, and eventually he was crucified with Christ. But perhaps this man's first prayer was to ask Jesus if he could have a part in his kingdom, to ask Jesus if he would have mercy. Even suffering on the cross, our Lord then responds with love to that faithful request. You could say this man was truly a thief, stealing the first spot in heaven. And so as we begin Holy Week, we see that Christ is indeed the fulfillment of all of the Old Testament, but also of all of our deepest desires as humans, desires for happiness, for love, to know our Creator and to worship Him. He came to heal the blind, the sick, and the lame, and He came to set the captives free. He came to show us what it means to be truly and fully human. He teaches us how to love even to the point of death. And He doesn't just come to set us free literally, but figuratively, as in the good thief. So hopefully, as each of us enters into this quietness, this somberness, this soberness of Holy Week, we can maybe ask the questions, where do we still need healing? Where are we still blind, lame, and sick? Where are we still captive to our sins, especially to the things of this world? Where do we need to be as the good thief, to pray along with him as we hear those same words, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.